We thank you for this great opportunity to come into your presence. Particularly, we thank you for our freshers, the newly admitted students into Obafemi Awolowo University. Thank you for your faithfulness in their lives and in our lives. Lord, we appreciate you so much. And as we are celebrating them today, I want to share your word with them. I ask and I pray that you back your word with your power and you cause it, oh Lord God, to bring profit to your kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Father, I pray for everyone that is here that you speak unto every soul, unto every heart. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying. Let us put our hands together for the Lord. Can we have our seat? I want to specially welcome the students that have just been freshly admitted into the university, either into part one and to part two. We want to celebrate. Can you stand on your feet anywhere you are, and as we clap for you, just stand on your feet anywhere you are. You are just be admitted to part one, to part two, as fresher in the university. Put hands together for the Lord for them. Praise the Lord. Have your seat. I want to congratulate you so much for this great privilege. If you consider statistics, we were told by JAMB that just about 30% of the students who are qualified to be admitted into the university are eventually given admission to the university. Are you listening to me? I'm not talking of how many people attended JAMB. I'm not talking about how many people had O-level results, but out of those who are even qualified to be given admission, only about 30% of them can be given admission. So if you are here today, you should know that you are one of the privileged few. And this morning, I don't have so much time to preach. You have been told about a few things we need to know. I will just exhort you in the space of a few minutes. And this morning, I'll be talking about variables of success. Variables of success. Success is rarely an accident. It is a product of a process. And that process, there are some variables. If you are able to master those variables, if you are able to work with those variables, if you are able to be mindful of those variables, then you can know what you can have the confidence of actually having success. An ability to master, to work with these variables, determines whether you succeed or you fail, or even the level of success that you achieve. I'm going to take my text from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9, quickly, because I know I have so much of a time this morning. Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9. That is the text I am using as the basis of my exhortation this morning. Have not I commanded you, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Have I not commanded you, the Lord is speaking here? Be strong and of good cheer, and be not afraid, and neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Here we find God speaking to Joshua after the death of Moses. And Joshua was just an errand boy. Joshua was not prepared for leadership. Joshua believed he didn't have the capability or what it takes to take people to the land of promise. But God now told Joshua that, yes, I've chosen you. You are the one that will do this job successfully.
bien sûr, variables, four important, significant variables you must take note of. Number one, be strong. Number two, build a good courage. And number three, be not afraid or be dismayed. And number four, my presence. So this morning, I will talk about these four variables: strength, courage, fear, and God's presence. Freshers, what are the variables? Number one, strength. Number two, courage. Number three, fear. Number four, God's presence. Clap for yourself, you are brilliant students. Let me talk about strength. What is strength? Strength is talking about stamina. Stamina. If you will need to succeed, you will need to prepare. And for you to prepare, you need the stamina. Let me tell you something. Nothing good comes easily. You must know that this world we are in has little provision for the weak. In this church, for instance, we have people called Cedar Scholars. Cedar Scholars are members of the church who belong to an activity group, not just a member, but you are active in a unit of the church. And if you are in a unit of the church and you are able to make first class a CGP of 4.5 after the end of the session, we now invite you, we select you, you go through a competition, and we name you Cedar Scholar. And we give you some cash prize. At least you get 50,000 naira every session. Brother Emmanuel that was here was not a Cedar Scholar. Where is he, Brother Emmanuel? Emmanuel, where are you? Come, kill him. I don't have the time. Let's put down together for the Lord as he comes forward. Just face the church. It was very humble. He didn't tell you. God bless. Go back to your seat. Now, what am I saying? Was he chosen as a Cedar Scholar because he was weak? He needed to show some level of strength. And again, you need to be strong because things will not always work out the way you expect. There are things that will happen that will seem to threaten your expectation. You may go to the class. I remember when I was in part one, I keep making this example. A lecturer came to the class and he said, "My dear student, A is for God." Then we used to have A, B plus B. Say, A is for God. B plus is for me. B is for a brilliant student. When a lecturer introduces himself to you for the first time, says, "A is for God," that means he himself cannot score A. That was telling you. That even if I write my own exam and I mark it, I cannot give myself a grade of A. B plus is for me. B is for a brilliant student. And we look, as I said, we were shaking. Your own lecturer might not talk like that. But you might find some difficult instructor, some difficult lecturers, and then you begin to become afraid. My brother, you need to be strong. My sister, you need to be strong. You have come to a land, to a place where people cannot afford to be weak. You must not be easily be dismayed. So whatever you face, whatever you pass through, strengthen yourself. Give yourself the belief that you are here and you will make it. And when I'm talking about stamina, you must prepare more than necessary. I'll be talking about extra my mentality. If you look at the story of the 10 virgins, the Bible says that 10, if you look at it in the gospel, we say some were wise and some were foolish. Some people used to say that the foolish one didn't take oil. That is not true. If you read it from the book of Matthew chapter 25, you go to verse 8, you find out what the Bible says, that the foolish one, they woke up the wise one and they said that our lamp has gone out. If there was no oil, how will the lamp go? How will the lamp come up in the first instance? The oil in the lamp was there, but they didn't take extra oil. What am I saying? You are here, you must make extra preparation. You cannot afford to make to be an average student. No. You need the stamina, and you have to use enough energy to have the extra mind mentality. If you want to succeed, if you want to move higher, if you want to make it, you must be strong. Because of my time, I want to just look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. What does it say? It said, those who strive. Give me 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 quickly. Or somebody, he said that, and if a man also strive for mastery, yet is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. If a man strive for mastery, he's not done what? He's not crowned, except what? Strive. What does he mean? Go through the normal path to position in this university. You must have the strength, the courage to say, look, I'm not going to succeed by sorting. I'm not going to succeed by cheating. I'm not going to succeed by bribery. I want to strive lawfully. And the lecturer is saying, come and sleep with me. Said, that's not the way to strive lawfully. Are you listening to me? Because any success you obtain by sorting will cut you short at the end of the day. So you must have the strength to strive lawfully, not by cheating, not by shortcut, not by backdoor, but strength of the Lord. Secondly, because of my time, I want to talk about second, courage. What is courage? Courage is the confidence to stay on course, irrespective of distraction, irrespective of circumstances, irrespective of situation. You must have the confidence to stay on course. No distractions. Don't allow anything to sway you. I like what brother Dr. Fajigwe said. He said there's most 101. There's what again? What are the courses you mentioned? Maremi 202. What are they now? Club 304. You can go to SUB. SUB 202. I said it last week that OAU is a land of opportunity, also a land of destruction. People who want to get destroyed, we have a point to be destroyed. People want to move forward, we have a point to move forward. But you must have the courage to stay on focus, to keep your focus, set your goals, and keep to it. I like what 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 says. Maybe we'll look at it quickly. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, quickly. Can we read it quickly? Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but won't receive the prize. So run that you may obtain. Now go to verse 25, the next verse. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Another translation, everybody that strives for mastery has self-control in all things. You must have the courage to control yourself. There will be so many things that people will come to you. Young boys, yahoo boys will come to you. The courtiers will come unto you. The drug pushers will come unto you. The drug addict will come unto you. They will want to join their club. You must have the courage to say no. If you don't have courage, you say, because he's my friend, because we came from the same secondary school, because I knew him before, because he has been good to me, you just be following him. You must have the courage to say no. Well, you need to say no. Ladies, let me tell you, I told you earlier, men are like scavengers. As soon as we enter here, people are already eyeing you. Lecturers and non-lecturers alike, they are already eyeing you. You must have the courage to say no. Very sadly, sometimes ago, I told the pastors, I sat down there after service, and some ladies, some students, they were coming to me for prayers. And as I laid my hands on one of them, and I was blessing this lady, and God, I had a voice within me. She doesn't need blessing; she needs cleansing. Because for her, I said, why? Say for her, sex is like taking a bottle of coke. So I stopped blessing her. I said, young lady, come, talk to me. What's happening to you? I was blessing you with what God just told me. That what you need is not blessing, but cleansing. Because sex to you is like a bottle of coke. She burst into tears. And she was crying. I said, why? And as I was talking, God told me she has committed two abortions already. Ask her. I said, look, young lady, God said you have committed two abortions. True of us, say, yes, sir, it is true. And I said, now, how did you come here? I mean, how do you come to this stage? She told me that there's someone. He said, look, for me, as a lady, at least two or three times in a week, I must sleep with a man. I said, what do you mean? He said, there's a man. At least two or three times in a week, I must have sex with him. I said, young lady, look at me. He said, you know, I'm a married man. If you see any man sleeping with a woman, any husband sleeping with his wife three times in a week, maybe they are on your honeymoon. After honeymoon, it doesn't happen. I mean, you don't have other things to do with your life. It doesn't happen after honeymoon. And you are a single lady. I said you are an empty shell. Even before you get married. I said, you know what? You have to go back. And he said, sir, I cannot even say it. I don't have the courage to say it. She left my presence. I tried to preach from the Bible, from the scripture, pray for her. She says she does not have the courage to go back and say no. After that, I called the pastor. I said, I'm sad. This is what I encounter in the church today. What am I saying? So the Bible says, if sinner entice thee, consent thou not. The lack of courage to say no to what is wrong is an hindrance to success. Number three, quickly, because of my time, I'll talk about fear. Fear is the dominion of negative feelings. As you are here, many people have been telling you, that course is very difficult. Maths 101, Chemist 101, White House, it's difficult. People will begin to pump fear into you. My brother and my sister, don't allow fear. Tell them that it might be difficult for others, it's going to be easy for me. We have two sets of people. People who have the reactive orientation. When you have reactive orientation, you depend on the analytics. Last year, out of 500 students at Deep Chemistry 101, only 200 passed. That's analytics. Last year, 500 students did mathematics 101. Only 70 of them passed. Only 2A. That's analytics. And when you depend on analytics, you begin to react. That's what we call reactive orientation. You begin to react to that, and fear begin to settle your mind, and negativity begin to have dominion over your life. But rather, you have a creative orientation. So those who are creative orientation, they don't react to analytics. But look, they believe they can find a pathway where the facts say that things are difficult. So I want to encourage you, don't be reactive. Don't allow fear. Don't depend on the statistics. Don't depend on what people told you. I've told you people, I've shared you my own testimony with you before. I mean, this church. That part when I came to the university, I was an undergraduate. I was an unbeliever. I was not a Christian. And part of the fear, the dominator so told me that it was not possible for anybody to make first class in my department. I was told by my senior on part three, part two, part two, part three, part four. And so I bought it. And from that moment, I declared, okay, I will go with 2-1. By the time I realized I could make first class, it was already my final year. When I now see even my results were even in first class. But then, by the time I come to CGPA, I couldn't make first class again. I eventually went out with 2-1 because from the word go, I believe what I was told that I could not make first class, and I made 2-1 my benchmark. So don't be reactive. Don't be reactive. You can make it where other people have failed. You should not allow fear. Even when what you are seeing, the reality on ground does not seem to tally with your vision, still believe God. Joseph had the vision of being a master, but eventually in reality was a slave. God wanted to be a prime minister at a point that he was in prison. But nevertheless, Joseph never left the vision, never abandoned the vision that God gave him. So my brother, my sister, do not allow fear. And finally, as I'm about to round up the fourth factor, what's the fourth factor? Number one, it says strength. Number two, courage. Number three, fear. What number four? God's presence. Amos 2:14, I like this one. This is the ultimate decider. Whether strength, whether courage, whether lack of fear, without this is nothing. Amos chapter 2, verse 14, quickly. Can you let us read it? It says, therefore, the flight shall perish from what? From the swift. And the strong shall not strengthen his force, neither shall mighty deliver himself. The flight shall perish from the swift. The strong shall not strengthen his force, neither shall mighty deliver himself. What is he saying? Say, I can run fast. I'm strong. I have strength. I have ability. But God is saying that ability without grace is a perfect recipe for frustration. Be strong if you like. Be courageous if you like. Be bold and have no fear if you like. But if the grace of God is not there, it's a perfect recipe for failure. Because the Bible says, the race is not only sweet. The battle is not only strong. And even work is not for man of understanding. But time and chance happen to them all. You do everything you can do. If grace of God is not there, you cannot succeed. The God factor. The presence of God. And as I bring it home, I want to show you what Moses said. Exodus chapter 33, verse 14 to 15, quickly. Exodus chapter 14 to 15. Exodus chapter 33, verse 14 to 15. He said, my presence shall go with you, and I give you rest. Now look at what he said in verse 15. And he said unto them, unto him, if your presence go not with me, carry me not further. And Amos, we said that God is saying that the sweet, is that the flight, ability to run fast, go away from the sweet. That even the strong will not be able to strengthen his force. And the mighty man shall not be able to divide himself. And now Moses is saying, when God was asking Moses to go further and go to the way he has promised, Moses told him something. If your presence will not go with me, then do not take me. Let me tell you something. You need the presence of God to accompany you this journey. Without the presence of God, without the grace of God, you cannot make it. Recently, I saw something on the DP of my daughter. She changed her DP, and I saw, and the minister told me, even though I've not discussed with her, said, other use, I want to read what you put there. Said, other use strength, we use grace. Yes, if I quote it correctly. Okay, why they use this? Why they use strength? We use grace. Why they do what? They use strength. We use grace. So when I was trying to interrogate, say, is she saying that she doesn't need strength at all? But no. We do not. It's not that you don't need strength. We need grace, not because you don't need strength. But if you don't bring grace to bear upon the strength that you have, then it will be frustration. Why they use strength? So while others are depending on strength in this university, you need to depend on grace. It's only the grace of God that can make you to accomplish your purpose. The horse might be prepared for battle, but the victory is of the Lord. People may prepare, they may read, they may do all, follow all advice. By the end of the day, they not make it if the grace of God is not there. But any prayer you make, when the grace of God is coupled with it, you find out you'll be an outstanding soldier. So this morning, my final word for you this morning, as you go to the university, where is the place of grace? Where is the place of grace? Except God accompanies you with his grace, with his presence. Any preparation, any effort, there's no guarantee of success. But as long as the grace of God is with you and the presence of God is with you, then you are marked for excellence. But let me tell you something. Grace cannot work effectively except there's a relationship. It's a product of relationship. So I want to invite you this morning to go into relationship with God, to prioritize the grace of God. And when you prioritize the grace of God, bring that grace to bear upon your strength, upon the courage, and upon the lack of fear. Let's stand on our feet. Let's stand on our feet. Let's stand on our feet. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. And as we pray that song, say that song, I want all the freshers to come forward here as Pastor Will come and take the prayer administration. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. All the pastor students and pastor direct entry, just come here. You need the grace of God to accompany you. You need the presence of God to accompany you. Come here. I want to pray for you. Pastor, what do you? Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, of every star, because I know.
Continuing from where the pastor stopped, he mentioned about this grace of the Lord. And just to buttress what he said, I'm going to read a scripture to you, Psalm 78. I'm reading verses 8 and 9. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart against God. They set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. And verse 9, the children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turn back in the day of battle. You will not turn back in the day of battle. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible is comparing lives. There are different lives. People have gone through OAU before. People, you are not going to be the first person who will enter OAU. Neither are you going to be the last person who is going to enter OAU. But some people, they miss it along the line. You will not be among the people who they will record that you miss it in the name of Jesus Christ. And the pastor has given us the recipe. He has given us the solution. Now, what is the solution? The solution is to bring yourself to the Lord today. And you hand over that you are not going to turn back. Everything that is going to make you to turn back, you are going to tell the Lord. You're going to pledge your life to the Lord. You're going to commit yourself to the Lord and say, God, this day I have come to your altar. I'm making the pledge of my life for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm submitting myself to you. I'm submitting myself. Would you like to tell the Lord about your life? Would you like to commit your life to the Lord's hand? Would you like to speak to the Lord? And let every one of us who is here, whether you are coming to this place for the first time, you are a member of this assembly, tell the Lord you can make a new pledge of your life. You can consecrate your life to the Lord afresh. You can submit yourself to the Lord afresh this morning. And ask the Lord, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, my story shall change. My story will not follow the story of the people who miss it along the line. My story shall not follow the people who follow the issue that happened to them in the past. Lord God of glory, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. I bring my life before you. My story will not be the story of the failures. It will not be among the people who fail. It will not be among the people who turned back at the gate of the battle. Lord, in the name of Jesus, the Bible says the children of Ephraim, they were armed. They were armed. They were armed with strength. They were armed with everything they were supposed to be armed with. But unfortunately, in spite of all the arms and the strength they had, they turned back, they failed. But you are going to say, Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Lord Jesus, I shall not turn back. I shall not fail. I shall not leave this university frustrated. I shall not. And so I hand over my life to you this morning. In the name of Jesus, I pledge my life unto you. I surrender myself to you. Open your mouth and pray. God is looking at you, whether you are serious with what you are saying, whether you are serious, and declare that, Lord, I'm crying for help from your presence. I'm crying that you will help me. I know this, my strength cannot carry me, Lord, anywhere. I know my strength cannot help me, but I'm praying that your strength will come upon me in the name of Jesus. Oh, I want you to speak unto the Lord. Speak unto the Lord. Speak unto the Lord. Speak unto the Lord. You will not be as others. You will not be a stubborn and rebellious generation. Your portion will not be as identified with the generation that failed. It shall not be a generation that misses. Generation that ended his life in disappointment and failure. It shall not be a generation. You will not be associated with the generation that did not fulfill God's purpose. It shall not be among the generation. The Bible says a generation that sets their heart, that did not set their heart aright. Lord, I set my heart aright this morning. I set my spirit aright in the name of Jesus to be focused, to follow your instruction in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Oh, Father, I set my spirit aright in the name of Jesus. My spirit shall be steadfast with things of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. My spirit shall be steadfast. I shall live. I will come and I will finish strong in this place, in this university. I shall not die on the way. I shall not miss it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. Thank you, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. As you have come to the presence of the Lord today, you are making a decision, and that decision will be recorded in heaven. Heaven is bearing us witness this morning. And the hosts of heaven, the angels all around us, they are watching us as we are praying. Some of you are not serious, but I pray the Lord is going to arrest you and you will not be sent out of the university in the name of Jesus Christ. You're going to tell the Lord, you want to take a step and say, Lord, I want to hand over my life to you today. You are the driver of my life. I want you to say, Lord, drive my life. I know when you drive this life, there will not be any accidents. Lord, I will not collapse on the way. You want to say, Lord, I want to hand over my life. If you are there, please just put your right hand on the up. Let's just pray together. We are your heart. Just put it up. Just put it up. The Lord is with us. The Lord, God bless you. God bless you. Just put it up. Just put it up. Just put it up. Just put, raise it up. Raise it up. You want to say, God, today in the name of the Lord Jesus, I am handing it over. I'm handing my life to you this year. Today, I'm taking a decision that you begin to drive my life. I will not be the driver of my life again. I remove myself from the driver, oh Lord, and I place you, Lord, as the driver of my life. Not just God is looking at you. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. God bless you. Yes, still keep your hand up. Keep your hand up. Heaven is identifying you and it's going to help you. It's going to help you. It's going to help you. It's a strong decision. Yes, some strong decision you are making. Strong decision to this morning. And the Lord, God bless you, my brother. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. Just God bless you. God bless you. You are taking the decision. And today, in the name of Jesus, heaven is going to approve your decision. You will not fall. You will not falter. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord of heaven. Thank you for this, your children, Lord, who have decided to hand over the key of their life to your hand. They are demanding that, Lord, today in the name of Jesus, that you will be the driver of their lives. Holy Spirit of God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, these ones, oh God, who have identified and inviting you to drive these lives. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as you are the driver of their lives, Father, this life will reach their final destination gloriously in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, all the roadblocks, all the portals of their lives, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will clear them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We receive express way for their destiny. We receive express way, Lord, that all the blockages and all the portals, Father, Lord, you will fill them and remove them in the name of Jesus Christ. Let these lives, oh God Almighty, bring glory to your name in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. Thank you, King of glory. We worship you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. And so, Father, Lord, by your might and power, all these your children that are here before us, we soak them in the blood of Jesus. Lord, the wind that is blowing all around, that is harvesting lives and harvesting souls, harvesting young ones, by the name of the Lord Jesus, we rebuke the wind upon these children in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The wind of failure will not blow upon your life. The wind of destruction will not blow upon your life. The wind of infirmity and affliction will not blow over your life. In the name of Jesus, we decree by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as you have entered Obafemi Awolowo University this year, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your dead body will not be carried. They will carry out from the university in the name of Jesus Christ. You will leave. You will leave and finish strong in the name of Jesus. We receive the support of heaven for your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Put a mark of the ownership of the Lord upon you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. Thank you, King of Glory. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. God bless you. Can we put our hands together as they go back? For those of us who decided to hand over the key of our life to Jesus, please, after the service, we see somebody with share with you. And finally, the time is fast spent. We finish. We want to ask everyone to please rise on your feet. Please, let's pray together. Let's pray together. We go pray, and then we do declare from the same Psalm 78. Please turn with me to Psalm 78. And I'm going to read verses 54 to 62. We go to handle one prayer immediately. Yes, sir. And he brought them to the border of his sanctuary, even to this mountain, which is the right hand that approaches. He cast out the heathen also before them and divided them an inheritance by line and made their tribes of Israel to dwell in their tents. Yet they tempted and provoked the Most High God and kept not his testimonies. Verse 57. But turned back and dealt unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bow. For they provoked him to anger for their high places, moved him to jealousy with their graven images. When God heard this, he was wroth and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which he placed among them, and delivered his strength into captivity and his glory into the enemy's hand. Amen. One major prayer I just want you to pray as I'm going to drop the microphone is, by the name of the Lord Jesus, you're going to declare, Lord, do not forsake me. Do not deliver me. Do not deliver my strength into captivity. Don't deliver me. Whatsoever that I have done, whatsoever you have heard about me, God, that will make you, Lord, to leave me, Father, be merciful to me and be gracious to me. I want you to just pray this simple prayer. Just pray this simple prayer. This is a simple prayer. I just want you to pray. The Bible says he delivered their strength to captivity and his glory to the enemy's hand. I don't know what belongs to you that has been delivered to the enemy's hand just because you took a wrong step about your action. You took a wrong step about your life, and the enemy has held what belongs to you. And you want to say, Father, this morning, in the name of Jesus, Lord, everything that I've lost, everything that has made you to deliver the glory you gave to me, Lord, to the enemy, in the name of Jesus, Lord, deliver me, rescue me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord of heaven, I hope you are praying. I hope you are praying. If you have understanding of what we are praying for, you will pray with all your heart. You don't know what you have lost. You know what you have lost, what you have missed at one turn of the other. That the Lord will help you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Lift your hand unto the Lord. Father, you are God of restoration. Can you say after him, Father, you are God of restoration. If there's anything that I've lost or the enemy has taken onto me due to my carelessness or any other reason, I receive them back today in the mighty name of Jesus. Not by my power, but by your strength. I claim it back in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I pray for your people this morning. Everything that belongs to them that the enemy has denied them. Everything that belongs to them that the enemy has taken away from them. Everything that they belongs to them that the enemy has blocked access to it. Lord, today, by the power of the Spirit of the living God, let those things be returned back unto them forcefully in the mighty name of Jesus. Every strong man that has kept your people from their portion, Lord, today, I bind that strong man and I command him to lose his grip upon what belongs to your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let there be a release of the portion of your people unto them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we are prayed.